From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran is apparently acknowledging that it has a second previously unknown uranium enrichment plant. Diplomats have reportedly said that Iran informed the head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency of the plant's existence in a letter. The BBC's John Line says Iran was previously known to have only one enrichment plant at Natanz.
If confirmed, the development would encourage fears that Iran has other secret facilities that could be used to make a nuclear bomb. The Natanz enrichment plant itself was kept secret until revealed by exile groups several years ago. So far, the IAEA says only that it's taking a serious look at the information, as it would with any new information.
The BBC's John Line reporting. Meanwhile, President Obama and the leaders of France and Britain are expected to bring Iran up at the Group of 20 summit in Pittsburgh today. The New York Times says they will accuse Iran of constructing a secret facility and demand that it be opened up to inspections. President Obama and other Group of 20 leaders will wrap up their two-day summit in Pittsburgh later today. It officially got underway last night with members attending a working dinner at a botanical garden. Mark Newtbar of member station WDUQ reports leaders have a full agenda today.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the meeting comes as the world is starting to see signs of optimism about prospects for global recovery, but he says there's still a lot to do. He says G20 members will have to make sure during the summit to not sow the seeds for future crises. Among the items expected to be debated are tighter controls on banks, from pay for top executives to requirements for deeper reserves. With the world's largest green certified convention center as a venue and the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen a month and a half away, environmental issues will bubble to the top. On the table to be discussed is a report detailing ways to financially help emerging nations implement climate control measures without stunting growth, and another aimed at building a consensus on phasing out fossil energy subsidies. For NPR News, I'm Mark Newtbar in Pittsburgh.
In a move initiated by President Obama, the G20 leaders have turned the group into the main international body to coordinate economic policy. The move reflects the influence of countries such as China, Brazil, and India. The White House says the smaller G8 will continue to meet on other matters of common importance, such as national security. The gathering in Pittsburgh has sparked unrest by demonstrators. Police say nearly 20 have been jailed after they responded to orders to disperse by rolling trash bins, throwing rocks and breaking windows. Officials say five American troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan. A military statement says they were killed in three separate incidents yesterday. Three died in a roadside bomb attack. The fourth and fifth died of wounds suffered during insurgent attacks. The Obama administration, meanwhile, is debating whether to send more troops to Afghanistan. The top commander there is expected to ask for additional troops. You're listening to NPR News. A Colorado man will appear before a Denver judge today on charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against the United States. Afghan-born Najibullah Zazi was indicted in New York yesterday as part of a counterterrorism investigation. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports from Denver.
This is the third time Najibullah Zazi will appear in court here this week. He's expected to be moved to New York after today's detention hearing. Federal investigators say Zazi is at the heart of a foiled terror plot to blow up bombs at high-profile targets in the United States. Zazi is alleged to have visited numerous beauty supply stores in the Denver suburb of Aurora, where he lived. Authorities say he bought unusually high quantities of industrial-grade hydrogen peroxide, acetone, and other products. Some trips were captured on surveillance video. Court documents also say he learned how to make bombs in Pakistan. Zazi sat expressionless when he appeared Thursday before a judge who advised him of the charges against him. At that same hearing, his father, Mohammed Zazi, was released on bail. The elder Zazi still faces charges of making false statements to investigators. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
Authorities have made two arrests unrelated to the Zazi case. Federal officials have charged a 19-year-old Jordanian after he placed what he thought was a car bomb in a parking garage beneath a skyscraper in Dallas yesterday. And on Wednesday, an Illinois man who idolized American-born Taliban soldier John Walker Lynn was arrested for trying to set off what he thought was a bomb outside a federal courthouse in Springfield, Illinois. In both cases, the devices were provided to the men by FBI agents posing as al-Qaeda operatives. A former follower of Charles Manson has died in a California prison hospital. Susan Atkins admitted killing actress Sharon Tate 40 years ago. This is NPR News.